So this song I had written years ago about my granddaddy, and I had actually, I guess it was about a year or two ago, I had actually sung this song like during three shows around July 4th weekend when I was out on the road. But the original way that I wrote it, it didn't have any minor chords in it. It was pretty straight up, kind of a marching military kind of feel. But Kenny and I started playing around with it, and we even brought in Brian Sutton at the tracking session to really try to figure out, how this song was supposed to feel. And, we literally had to, the three of us had to kind of gather up into a corner room and kind of map it out to where we knew that we were going to be doing it right. And so we kind of turned it into this more mysterious kind of thing because I was describing my granddaddy to Kenny one day, and he said that my description just wasn't really fitting with the musical feel of the original way that I wrote it, because he was saying, this was a guy that was a man of few words. You didn't really know a lot about him. His actions spoke more than his words did, and he was kind of a badass and a hero and American hero, and just never really craved any adulation or praise. And so he said, this song musically has to have some weight and some viability. And so we kind of did all of that. I love what Fred Elteringham did on the drums, especially at the end when he brought out the mallets, and it just kind of takes you to another place. And there's only two songs in my career that I've ever shed a tear over in the studio. One was a song on my Haywire record called "I'll Be There." It's about, I didn't write it, but it was singing it about my boys. And then this one, I literally went in, sang one pass of it, and everybody was in agreement. They were like, "We got this track." So I went back into the control room while the guys were taking other passes and doing overdubs and stuff, and I just sitting there listening to it. I'm looking out the window in the control room. And I just, all I could think about was my granddaddy. It's like, man, like we just recorded this song about somebody who didn't ask for attention, but he's getting attention. And now, hundreds, if not millions of people are gonna hear this, and they're gonna be able to relate to their granddaddy or grandmother or father or whoever it is, that served this country honorably and made sacrifices that they didn't have to, but they did it because they love this country and they love their family and they love their freedom. So it's something that I feel like a lot of people are going to be able to relate to, and I hope they do.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's got some gravity for sure. And I guess in some ways it's sort of also a good reminder that like that sacrifice is what allows people like you and me to get to do this thing, this country music thing, right?
Absolutely. And that's, once again, that's something that I don't take for granted. And, every chance that I get, I try to thank our men and women in uniform, for doing that very thing, past and present. Because, when people like you and I start taking for granted what we're doing and forgetting the sacrifice that people like that have made, we'll be in a pretty bad place.